Oh, absolutely. I can see that now. As you say, people have more time in their hands now, and they're taking a better interest in their ancestry and that. And even I find, even, you know, before the pandemic, it was very, very busy. And I think these television programs, Who Do You Think You Are, and all these kind of things, are people more, making people more aware of their ancestry and thinking to themselves, well, you know, it's about time we started looking into our ancestry while we have the people here that can answer some of the questions for us. And I noticed as well, sort of around this time of year, St. Patrick's Day, I don't know whether it's people become more aware of wanting to be Irish or being Irish, that the emails flood in from all over the world, especially America and Australia, trying to find their ancestors and get that little link that'll give them that little bit of Irishness for the day or whatever, you know.
And how does Monaghan Libraries tie into this? What sort of, I suppose, services or links or supports do you give to people who are trying to trace back their family line?
Well, we have a number of records, and I myself there are there available to help people with their queries. Usually, some of them might just have the basis. They might just know their grandparents, and that's just about it, and they're trying to go further back. And I sort of usually start them off with asking them, like, would they have looked at the census for the for Ireland? We have the 1901 and 1911 census available to us, and that would usually give us some family members' lists on that. And then we can work backwards. Then there's a great site now, it has been put up by the state. It's called irishgenealogy.ie, and it has the civil records online. It has births there from 1864 up to 1920, and it has marriages from 1845 up to 1945, and deaths from 1871 up to 1970. And that's an absolute gem to have. That's brilliant. And we get, you know, get lots of records there. And that's a free-to-view one, so people can access that themselves without having to take out any subscriptions. And then we'd work our way then through some church records. There are church records available online, again, on a free-to-view website. It's on the National Library website, and they have the Catholic records up online there up to about 1880. They all have a different starting date because every parish had a different starting date for starting their own records. Now, the only thing is about those Catholic records on that National Library site is that some of them are a very poor standard. They're very difficult to read. And to be honest with you, when you go back into the 1830s and 1840s, you'd nearly lose the will to live looking at them after about half an hour or so. But at the same time, some of the parishes did keep their records in an excellent condition, and they're well worth having a look at. So that's the church records then. And then we kind of go back to looking at land records to see who was renting land. And unfortunately, the land records will only give you the name of the head of the household at that time. It's not like a census record that it gives you everybody that's in the household. But there's a record called Griffith's Valuation, and it was surveyed in Monaghan around 1861, and that will give you all the people renting the land in different townlands and different parishes. And then we have a huge gap then when you go back to another record called the Tithe Allotments, and it's for circa about 1829. There again, it only gives you the name of the head of the household as well, but it's a great record to have. Like, if you can find some of your ancestors and that, you can take it that, well, at least they're about 30 years of age if they're appearing on that. So that's bringing you back to, they were probably born in the late 1700s. And, you know, you're hitting the wall at that stage with Irish records. In fact, you're hitting the wall really with Irish records at about 1840s, because there's such a huge scarcity of records before that.
And how does it work whenever you suppose you have these links and sources and records? If I come to you saying I want to find out about the McElroys of Smithborough in Monaghan, do you just provide me with these records, or do you sort of go through them with me, or do you do all the work for the people to find out?
It's sort of a bit of both. There's some people that like to come in and they just want to sort of be given the records and to do their own research, and that's fine. You can do that. But a lot of the people sort of want me to be there to sort of guide them and show them what to do. And I do that. And a lot of people then are contacting me via phone and email. So they're never going to appear to me in the library. So I would have to do a lot of their work for them, and then just send the stuff off to them.
And in your research, I know that everyone likes to find a golden nugget, maybe find a real wealthy family member, you know, a great aunt, with no relatives or things like that. Have you come across any unique or unusual parts of someone's family history that you could tell us about?
Well, unfortunately, I haven't found any wealthy ones, or I'd be looking for a cut on them. But funny, in the last few years, we've had these people. They're called air hunters. And they mostly come from the UK, and somebody would have died in the UK, which absolutely nobody belonged to them, can't trace them whatsoever, and they would have, I don't know what kind of, they never tell me what kind of a windfall they've left behind them, but they know that they have a link to somebody in the county, and they would come to me and see if I can find something for them. So yeah, usually we find some links to them, and then they go back and to England or whatever, tell whoever the people are, and then I just get an email back to say, thanks very much, we found that person, great help. But as I say, we never know exactly what the amount is or anything like that. And then there's another story. We had a lady, these two ladies, a mother and daughter, had contacted me at the start of the year and said that they were coming to visit at the end of the year. So that was all right, grand, I was waiting on them. And the lady arrived anyway, and she told me that her mother had died during the year. So she was in a bit of a state when she arrived, but she wanted to make the visit anyhow to find her ancestors. And before she had visited me, she had gone to a medium in the UK, and the medium had told her, had her talking to her mother, and had her talking then to this man called Uncle Peter. And the lady said to me, she says, I don't have an Uncle Peter. I've never had an Uncle Peter. So anyway, she gave me whatever information she had on her mother and her family, and I did a bit of researching for her. And lo and behold, we found Uncle Peter. And she was a bit freaked out. Well, I tell you, I was more freaked out when I realised that medium knew as much as I did, or more than I did. And it turned out that lady's family, that their parents had died when the children were very young, and the children had all been fostered out into different families and actually never knew who their brothers and sisters were. And this lady's brother Peter had been living on the border between Clonus and Fermanagh, and yeah, so we had found him. So that was really a gem to find that, you know. And then as well, sometimes we have families arriving in with the ashes of their loved ones, and they want to find out where their burial place is. And sometimes they know, they have an idea where their burial place is, and other times they haven't. And there was one family arrived one time with the ashes. They hadn't a clue where in County Monaghan they were going to go with these ashes or whatever. But at the end of the day, we did find the location for them. So things like that, you know, crop up now and again.
And is it just with the family tree and genealogy side of things that the library service can provide assistance with, or does it expand any more into townlands and local areas and the likes of that?
Yeah, we would have history on the townlands, and we would have, as I mentioned earlier, we'd have those Griffiths valuation records, and we would have the Tide Plotman's record as well. And now, unfortunately, we don't have, there's these books called the Cancelled Valuation Books, and they're where you're able to trace the ownership of a plot of land from 1861 sort of up until the present day. And those are available in the Land Valuation Office in Dublin. And they're a brilliant source of information in that, okay, you'll find your ancestor, they're living in 1861 in, we'll say, the townland of Latton or whatever. And then you're able to trace when the ownership of that land kept changing hands, and who it has today, who's owning it today. So, say, American finds their ancestor in 1861. we're able, and they want to come and go to that plot of ground that belonged to their ancestors, we're able to go there because of these council valuation books and bring them to the actual site of their ancestors. And of course, they're always delighted and go back with a bit of stone or a bit of clay or something from the townland.
And if someone wants to inquire, find out more of how they can avail of your services or get assistance from you, is it just a matter of contacting the libraries?
Yeah, you can contact any of the libraries there, or you can contact me at 047 74713, or I have an email address of clennon@monaghanco.ie. And there's just another thing I just wanted to mention, which is sort of exclusive to, that Monaghan have. We have death notices and obituaries that have been extracted from the local newspapers from 1839 up to about 1960. And we have them all scanned and digitised and are available in book form in all the branches in County Monaghan. And they're a complete gem because sometimes the obituaries will give a list of the mourners, and therefore it gives you more family members that you didn't know existed or whatever, and just a very, very valuable source.